Good morning. It's Sunday and time for the Fish Community Lighthouse, shining the light on different parts of our community while also helping to keep you and your family safe. It's a public affairs presentation of 104.7 The Fish.
My lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise. You will carry me safe to shore.
Good morning to you, and welcome to another edition of the Fish Community Lighthouse. This is our weekly public affairs show. This is the time that we set aside to introduce things to you that are going on in and around your community. And our guest has a lot of information to share with you. His name is Jason Flatt. He is the founder of a nonprofit organization that's called Friends to the Forlorn Pit Bull Rescue. Good morning to you, Jason.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday morning. I want you to tell our listeners all about your organization.
I got started back in 2009. We became a licensed nonprofit animal rescue here in the state of Georgia. We're actually out of Dallas, Georgia, a little bit west of Marietta. Always been an animal lover. I grew up in a home in New York City with a pit bull. But it wasn't until I saw the problem with pit bulls that I decided that something needed to be done about it. I had rescued a little pit bull puppy that somebody had given to me, and I decided that I wanted to get him a friend. And I walked into the pound to go adopt the dog, and I saw that the pounds were just full of pit bulls, and there was nobody really doing anything to save them. And it bothered me, and it bothered me enough that I decided to save them, and I started to save them one by one on my own. And the need just kept going and going and going, and now we're one of the largest pit bull rescues in the country.
You took us back to 2009. Bring us up to date today. Tell us about your rescue efforts currently right here in the metro area.
Oh, wow. I mean, we have our hands full. Our rescue efforts are nonstop. We do a lot for the community. We do a lot for the dogs. We average about 100 pit bulls in the rescue at any given time. We take the worst of the worst. We take medical cases, behavioral cases, dogs that nobody else would even consider. I mean, that's what forlorn means. It means thrown away, unwanted, discarded. And that's what we specialize in. We never give up on these dogs. We do whatever we can to save them. And we do a lot of educational work. We try to educate people. We teach responsible ownership. We do a lot of spay-neuter work. We try to reduce the animal population by teaching people to be responsible pet owners. Of course, any pound that you walk into, it's majority pit bulls, any inner city pound across the United States. And we're just looking to do our part to try to reduce the amount of animals that are killed in shelters every year.
Can you tell us how many dogs so far since this idea came into your head and you decided to start Friends to the Forlorn Pit Bull Rescue? How many dogs do you think that you have successfully adopted out?
We've adopted out over 600 pit bulls since we started. It doesn't sound like a lot, but it is. I'll give you an example. There are over 1 million pit bulls and pit bull mixes killed in pounds across the United States every year for no other reason other than space. Just to put this into perspective, I rescued 1,000 pit bulls a day and I was able to adopt them out the next day. I still wouldn't even be scratching the surface. It's at such epidemic proportions across the United States, and the majority of rescues out there don't take in pit bulls. And you see these dogs suffer the worst abuse, and they die most frequently in these pounds. So there's definitely a need for it. We're called on every single day.
The numbers that you are sharing with our listeners are absolutely unbelievable. I'm so impressed. Even for you to say that you have successfully adopted out over 600 dogs, you say that's not a lot. I say that's a lot. Another number that stood out with me when I was looking at your website is that you give back to the community, and you had kind of briefly said how you did it as far as your spay and neuter program. Can you tell our listeners in guesstimation how many pets would you say? Now, these are pets with owners that you have actually
Correct.
Helped out. Give us a number there.
In the last 5 years, we've vaccinated, dewormed, and spay and neutered over 6,000 animals, and not just dogs. We also do cats, about 50-50. Cats have it just as bad as pit bulls. Just recently, our last spay neuter program, we did 1,186 animals in 6 months. We vaccinated them, dewormed them, gave them their rabies shots, offered them heartworm tests, sent them home with pain medicine and e-collars. And we did this all at no cost to the community.
That is amazing. If you're just tuning in to 104.7 The Fish, you are listening to The Fish Community Lighthouse, and you're listening to Jason Flatt. He is the founder of a nonprofit organization called Friends to the Forlorn Pit Bull Rescue, FTTF. They are based out in Dallas, Georgia, but he has been helping all over Metro Atlanta. Now, he's here to talk about his organization, of course, but he's also here to talk about a fundraiser that they have going on right now in the month of May. But before you tell our listeners about your current fundraising campaign, I want you to tell our listeners about your vision. And the reason is because when I went to your website and I followed a link of a YouTube video that you had done, and it was all talking about your vision of how you see the perfect animal shelter, and it actually made me kind of tear up. And I thought he should share that with the listeners. So tell our listeners what your vision for the perfect animal shelter is, Jason.
When you're dealing with pit bulls, it's very difficult to place these dogs. Not too many people want pit bulls. They're harder to, and the dogs that we take in, they're not always in great shape. It takes us usually about 4 months to get these dogs medically up to where they need to be so that they can be adopted out. And then it's the process of finding the right homes for these dogs. Anybody can adopt a dog out. It takes a lot of time and a lot of effort to find the right home for these dogs. We don't want to set them up to fail. So taking these dogs in, you have to have a proper facility for them. It doesn't do them any good to throw them into a small crate and warehouse them where they don't get the socialization and the exercise that they need. So you have to build a facility that can accommodate these dogs and give them what they need. And that's what my vision is. My vision is to rescue as many as we can and rescue them the right way, and rescuing them responsibly. And that includes building this dream facility for us. The facility that we're looking to, you know, put together, it'll be built in three different phases. The first phase, we're calling it the halfway house. Basically, where we take dogs from situations, whether it's death row at a pound or from, you know, owner surrenders, where people have no other options but to turn their pets in. We'll take these dogs, get them medically what they need, get them situated, and they'll be housed with us in this facility, hopefully getting them ready for a foster home, which will enable them to get ready for adoption into a forever home. And that does take time. So this facility, what we're looking to build, is something that's going to be conducive to these dogs thriving. It's not going to be a crammed space. We're not looking to pack as many animals as we can in there. We're looking for quality and not quantity. We want large runs. We want the proper drainage so that there's no cross-contamination between these animals, because you're taking them from pounds where they're sometimes sick and they have diseases and parasites and infections. So the dogs will be quarantined before they're placed in there. Get them in there. They'll be situated. These dogs will have 40-foot runs so that they can exercise. It'll be safe. It'll be environmentally friendly. It'll be efficient. That's what we're looking for. A lot of the dogs that we've taken have injuries from either being hit by cars or trauma. There's going to be a therapy pool in there. There's going to be an underwater treadmill and a rehab center. There's going to be a vet's office in there. There'll be indoor play areas. These dogs can get everything that they need.
Not only is it going to take time, like you just mentioned, Jason, but it's also going to take some money. And that's why you're here also to tell us about your current fundraising campaign that's going on. It's called Saving Pets Challenge. Tell our listeners what that's all about.
Yes, it's run by the Mickelson Foundation. It's a month-long fundraising competition. All rescues are invited to compete in it. There's 150 this year, approximately 150 different rescues from across the country. It's a nationwide competition. And the group that raises the most money during the month of May, from the 1st to the 31st, is eligible to win a $50,000 grand prize. There are some other prizes. The second place will win $30,000, and there's weekly incentive prizes. 2 years ago, we competed in this. We had no idea what we were getting into. We ended up coming in second place, and we raised $135,000, and we got a $35,000 in prize money. So we were awarded $170,000. And what we did was we took that $170,000, we put that into a special account for our facility, for our dream facility. We're estimating building costs to build the first phase of our facility to be approximately $2 million. That's without a land purchase. So we've got work cut out for us, but there's such a need.
My next question to you, Jason Flatt, how do our listeners get in touch with you?
Oh, there's a number of ways. Our Facebook page, Friends of the Forlorn Pitbull Rescue. We've got about 23,000 people that like our page. Also, our website, savingpitbulls.org. That's another great way to reach us. You can find out what we're up to on there. There's actually links on there for our capital campaign to build this facility. And if you start to follow us on social media and you start to follow us on the website and you see the work that we do, I guarantee you that you'll be back to visit us again.
Now, of course, you're in need for the monetary donations because you're in the middle of this Saving Pets Challenge, the nationwide fundraising competition that is going on throughout the month of May. But what about other donations as far as goods and services? Do you need people to donate their time? Where do you stand as far as this goes?
As far as time and volunteers are very important to us, and so are foster homes. We're a foster home-based rescue. Foster homes save lives. And the more people that we have, the more lives that we can save. As long as, you know, we require a background check, we require a home check, we require a vet check, we want to make sure that you're capable of taking care of these dogs and the pets that you've had in the past or that you currently have are taken care of. And we want to make sure that you're capable of fostering a pit bull or pit bull type dog. And as long as you're close by within an hour of our veterinarian and can get to our veterinarian, we'd love for you to open your home and open your hearts to fostering an animal. That is the best thing that you can do for us. Besides a monetary donation, is to foster or volunteer for us.
What some great information. Jason Flatt, the founder of the nonprofit organization Friends to the Forlorn Pit Bull Rescue, has shared with us this morning. Jason Flatt, thank you so much for being a guest on the Fish Community Lighthouse.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Now, before we close out the show this morning, I have another guest who wants to tell you about something that's going on at her church. Her name is Julie Beaumar, and she is the Discipleship and Connections Director at Lanier Hills Church. Lanier Hills Church is located in Gainesville. Good morning to you, Julie.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. I told our listeners where your church is located. You tell them a little bit about Lanier Hills Church.
Well, I would love to. We are the perfect church for people who are not. We are a contemporary, casual church. We love modern worship. We are a come-as-you-are, Jesus-loving church out in Gainesville, Georgia.
Now, you had actually reached out to us because you folks have an upcoming event. It's just around the corner. It's called Community Parents Night Out, and you wanted to make sure that all of our Fish listeners know about it. So tell them.
I would love to. Yes. So this Friday, May 18th, from 6:30 to 9:30, we are inviting parents to take a break and let us hang out with your kids for the evening. It's at 6:30 till 9:30. We're going to feed them dinner, play games, have a great time, and just give parents, guardians, grandparents. Specifically, we would love to invite foster parents to just take a minute and go take a nap or go get groceries or go out on a date or whatever they need to do, but just to enjoy the evening and let us take the kids for a minute.
Now, Julie, is this for members only, or are you inviting the entire community?
No, this is for the community. As a matter of fact, I would prefer the members to hang out with us and help us take care of the community's kids. So, yes, this is open to the whole community.
And what about any upcoming events you have there at the church?
Well, kids are a huge deal at Lanier Hills Church, so we also have another event coming up. It's called Free Camp Week and VBS. It's June 10th through the 13th at 6 p.m. each evening, and we're going to be offering a ton of free camps from mountain biking camp, mad science camp, art camp, outdoor adventure, tons of different camps for kids to choose from. That's for any four-year-old through fifth grader. Again, that's June 10th through the 13th.
And before we let you go, how can our listeners get in touch with you?
Well, they can call the church directly, but I would love for our listeners to visit us at lanierhills.com, check out our website, or they could follow us on Facebook at the Lanier Hills Facebook page.
Don't forget her event. It is coming up this Friday, May the 18th from 6:30 to 9:30. It is Community Parents Night Out, and it is free. Julie Beaumar, thank you so much for being a guest on the Fish Community Lighthouse.
Thank you again for having me.
You've been listening to the Fish Community Lighthouse, shining the light on different parts of our community while also helping to keep you and your family safe. It's a public affairs presentation of 104.7 The Fish, WFSH, FM, and HD, Athens, Atlanta.
My lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore.